Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to call the special meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen to order. It is December 2nd, 2024 at 5:33. Can we please stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Arthur Newberg?
Here.
Amy Petanici?
Here.
Sarah Vidomsky?
Here.
Jessica Berrios Perez? George Kurtica? Ron Sill? Ron Sill, he's on. Ron, on the phone, you have to hit star six to unmute. David Chevarella? Robin Falcioni Smith?
Here.
Rob Hyder? Okay. Ron Sill, can you hear? Ron, if you could hear us, just hit star six and that should unmute yourself.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yep, perfect. Oh, it's okay, a little different on the phone. So, okay. Yeah, so, yeah. Mr. Mayor, you have 6 members present. So you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Number 4, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak?
Is there anyone on there?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. Gino DiGiovanni, 77 H Street. So just a couple of things. I think I would urge the board to vote in favor of line item number 5 for St. Joe's. And I think maybe there's some public misconception, but the CIAC, according to the documents that you guys have here in your packets, are going to pay for the police, the fire, the EMS, and the city staff. The city of Derby will get whatever money is in the concession stand, and then the CIAC gets the gate. So I just want, and you guys will correct me if I'm wrong on that. I think it's important for us to build, strong relationships with the area, schools and teams, because in 5 years, we're going to need some work to our field. And, hopefully that, they'll take the same consideration as we might take tonight. Other than that, we pay, when our field was under construction, we paid like 10 or 11 away games during that season. And as far as I understand, we did not get charged, for those games at those other fields. So according to the agenda, they're asking to waive just the rental fee of the field for X amount. I don't know what the number is off the top of my head, but all other expenses are going to be paid for by the CIC or St. Joe's, and you guys will correct me if I'm wrong. So I just like to urge the board to vote in favor of the request to use the football field and waive the fee. Thank you.
Thank you, Gino. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Anybody else in the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody else in the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed.
Mr. Mayor, the record should reflect that Mr. Hyder entered the meeting at 5:35. So now you have 7 members.
Thank you.
And just to clarify, there shouldn't be any confusion because in the memo from Parks and Rec, it did state that the CIAC will keep the gate and that they'll be paying for the police and fire. And the thing, all of that stuff was in the memo, and that's posted on the website. So in the event that there is confusion, which I can't imagine there would be, because that was pretty clear, it should be just so, and that was emailed to the members.
Okay, thank you. Okay, number 5, request for St. Joseph High School of Trumbull to waive the rental fee for the football field for a CIAC football playoff game on the evening of Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024, because they do not have lights on their home field. Discussion, possible action.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
It's Amy. Why are we just finding out that they would like to use the field a couple of days prior? Was there some kind of step that was missed, or?
To my knowledge, they contacted Dennis O'Connell a few days ago, I guess, and asked if they could use the field, and then it was brought forward to us.
So what is the standard process after somebody, and I'm just wondering for my own edification, what is the general process for somebody who would like to use the field? Are they to contact Dennis, and then is Dennis supposed to do something with us?
Dennis got the application. Mm-hmm. They did fill out the application and then bring it to us. I mean, it's not a perfect system by any means. And I think we should revisit this very shortly, but.
Okay. Thank you.
And again, this is it's a playoff state tournament game. It's not like a regular scheduled game.
This is Sarah. Is Dennis there?
I don't know if he signed on or not. I know he's working the pool area tonight, down the community center down tonight, because he had nobody to fill in that position tonight.
Okay, and I don't see him here on Zoom.
No.
Well, I'll make the motion to waive the fee so we can bring this up for a vote.
Okay, motion made by Ron Sills. Is there a second?
Second by Robin.
We're second by Robin. Okay, any more discussion?
Yeah, this is Sarah. I just have a couple of things. First, I'm disappointed that Dennis is not at this meeting or, you know, any staff from Parks and Rec, because this is not the first, second, third, or fourth time that this board has had to deal with this. I know many of the members of this board are new, but this is a systemic issue that we've had with waivers being requested for this field. We have not been presented with an application in any sort of timely manner. Again, for those who are new to the board, the system is the request gets made, an application gets filled out with all pertinent information. If there's a waiver being requested, an application should get filled out whether a waiver is being requested or not as well. And then if there's a waiver requested, that be presented to us, and then, you know, we vote on it in a meeting. I don't know that anyone knows what monetary value we're being asked to waive. I do believe that this should be the last time that this gets brought up to us. This process needs to be changed, because it hasn't worked, and it hasn't worked because the staff isn't doing its job to bring the board the information. We should also be getting a spreadsheet of all rentals and uses of the fields, the clubhouse, all of that, and we have not. So, you know, this is the process needs to be changed, corrected, and enforced and followed through, because I'm sick of having this meeting. And you know what? I hope that, you know, I hope this does pass tonight. I am most likely going to abstain because, again, we have not been presented with an application. But you know, it is not fair to this board to continually be asked to vote on something when the process on the staff end is not followed appropriately.
Mr. Mayor, if I can just add on to what Sarah has said, two, maybe even three terms ago, Alderman Sampson either created or offered to create a spreadsheet for Parks and Rec Director Dennis O'Connell to submit to the Board of Aldermen monthly on how much is being charged for the field usage and the Payton Fieldhouse usage. And again, it's been two or three terms prior to this, and we're still yet to see that spreadsheet. I know I've asked on several occasions on how much we've collected, and it seems to not get an answer. My emails to Dennis O'Connell seem to go into an abyss, and I never get a response. So, you know, this board continuously waiving this fee is only adding this fee onto the taxpayers of Derby when the time comes that this field needs to be replaced, because it's not only the football field, it's also the baseball field. These turf fields only have a 10-year lifespan approximately. So they're going to need to be replaced after 10 years. And we're a good 5 or 6, maybe even 7 years. I forget, or at least 5 years into the usage of these fields at this point. So payday's coming. So the rent is due. So let's do the right thing for the taxpayers of Derby and start collecting these fees and holding our Parks and Rec Director accountable for letting us know how much is being charged and how much is actually being collected.
I will make a phone call to him tomorrow and let him know that that's what we expect from here on out.
And I know that's been said to him before, so it's just now it's a matter of holding him accountable.
Yes, sir. I will hold him accountable.
I appreciate that.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Mr. Newberg?
Nay.
And Ms. Petinci?
I voted yes.
Okay. Ms. Fidomski?
I abstain.
Ms. Berrios Perez?
Yes.
Mr. Sill?
Yes.
Ms. Falcioni Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Heider?
No.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4 no's and
four.
Yes. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. 4 yeses, 2 no's, and 1 abstention.
The motion doesn't pass?
Well, the motion carries because the abstention goes with the affirmative.
Okay. All right. Motion carries. Number 6. Motion to adjourn. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Made by Ron, second by Jessica.
5:46.
5:46. All right. Thank you for coming out tonight. Appreciate it. And again, we need to work on this policy, so we'll start doing that very shortly.
Okay.